Good evening.
Good evening.
Honolulu, were you able to look up the Czar?
Yes, I sent it to you. I had three phone calls. So I was it
Me
wasn't
too.
until about 8:15 or so, but we did 4B, and then you went on to five. You finished five, section five. In the
Right.
past, and you've done section nine before in 2015, and you did section 11 in 2014. And then I have just paper notes that maybe before you had a handout. You did section nine, so it was not. It was just my extra sheet.
Right.
So I would say, what would you want to start on six?
It's probably I have files for 6, 7, 8, and 9. So I'm thinking
Well, we
we'll
haven't done those. We've done nine, but we haven't done six, seven. At least I don't have them printed, and that's not like me because my goal was to highlight what needed editing when I get to it. And so far, I haven't gotten to it, but and then I like to take the handouts with me when I go places, so I have something to read while I'm there. I'm
And
not yet used to having a telephone
you
that I
said
can do that with.
we've done 11 also.
No. Yes, we did 11 in March on March 20th in 14. Well, and I have recording written by it.
Okay, let's do 12 then.
12. The
Yeah.
oral law and the written law. Okay.
And then we'll end up doing 13 as well.
Okay.
Uncle Randall.
Good evening. Good evening to both of you, all three of you. Please join me in saying the Anabakoah. Anabakoah. Gedulat Yemincha Tatir Serura Kavel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Hudcha Divavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Ami Gamrem Bet Tet Resh, Sarita Gemel. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael, Adatecha. Bet Tet Resh, Sarita Gemel, Bet Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael, Adatecha, Het Kufbet, Het Nunayin, Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Penei, Zofrei Kedushata, Yud Gimelamet, Pei Zayin Kuf, Shabbatenu Kabel, Ushmat Tziakatenu, Yodea Talubot, Chin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Tav. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. We will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahun Vehanun, Erech Apayim, Veral Chesed Ve'emet, Nose Chesed La'alafin, Nose Aon Wafesha, Vechata'a Ve'nakei. We'll now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the tool, the verse from Parshat Yitro, from the Sulam commentary. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkin David, hilu urshimu udhilu udhilu urshimu. L'yakta l'shem yud'e b'vavhe, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kanenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kanenehu. Rabbi Abbas ma'amar b'ka ma'atar kaneinan d'kudsha p'richu poma d'aved. Le'ela metata kolai hu kishok bi'ovada dikshot ve'leid lach mila bi'alma divaye barnash v'dachya le'ya mineya ulan haga be'ya kalana tehakulu ovada Dikshot inun wikolai steris bi alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And we definitely need that in the Middle East. The verse that we study, the one single verse we study for this energy, is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're going to be connecting to the 72 names of God. I had a little problem, so I'm trying to catch up and opening up all the things that I do for this class. Okay, the 72 names of God, which we say in sequence with their root vowels, each letter out loud. Wahe wayo la yo sayote alame. Mehe shi la la he aka aka heta hezayo alada la awa he he ya Yozala me be hey hey re yo hey ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe hey la nu la ha yo yo la yo me la hey 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 wa nu ta hey hey a yo re ta shi a hey re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo hey wa la hey hey Tawako me nu da anu yo hey a me re hey a yo yo za hey 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la hey sa a la re yo a shi la me yo hey wa hey wa da nu yo hey hey shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be hey hey wa yo nu me me Yo yo la me re, he me cha re, wa me be, yo hey hey, a nu wa me he yo, da me be, me nu ko, a yo a, he be wa, re a he, yo be me, he yo yo, me wa me. And now for the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta hey hey yo anu da la hey be wa hey me a yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu yu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo wa wa me la wa la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Ta he be me ka ho a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, which is the 22nd day of Adar. Rabbi Chaim Hekel of Amdur, Rabbi Yitzhak Yaakov, Rabinowitz of Biala, Rabbi Raphael Shapira, Rabbi Michel David Rozovsky, Rabbi Yitzhak Meir Alter of Ger, Rabbi Shlomo Zafrani, Rabbi Yehuda Moshe Danziger, Rabbi Israel Grossman, I'm still opening up some pages, but in a moment I'll describe where we are. you go down to the bottom of the unique astrological times, there is a prayer to pray when Israel is in a physical war. And it's something we need to do now. It's almost to the bottom of the page. We're still in the L'shem Yehud, so Yirmiyahu Leman Shemicha V'Hakadosh V'Hatahor V'Yotze Me'Hapasuk Hashem Yilahem Lachem V'Yatem Tacharishun Shitan V'Chaylaidu Ukal Shimre Amcha Yisrael Koach V'Chatzalacha V'Natsu V'Nitsu Ach V'Kol Anin Bein V'Davur Bein V'Cham Kama Bein V'Kom Reva Uvadim V'hayehiyu Tivrei V'kamohatam Neshameim B'ani kol adam V'lo yakol shom adam Le'amod k'neged V'shom devar b'koach Hashem hazeh umakoro shehu zeh Hashem. Repeat after me. Yitem hata And the English translation of all that I have said in the Hebrew, may it be your will, Hashem, our God and God of our forefathers, that for the sake of your holy and pure name that comes forth from the Pasuk, Hashem will fight for you and you shall be silent, that you give to our soldiers and all those who support your people Israel power and success to be victorious in all matters, that their words be heard, that they be wise, that they dominate in every conflict and every judgment. May their words of wisdom be adhered to by others, and may no one be able to stand against them in anything. All this I ask by the power of your holy name. Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. Amen. Ken Yehi Ratzon, may it be so your will. And now for the Ani meditation. It's the last link on the unique astrological times page. We start with Malchut. Yo-ah-hei-ni, wa-yo-hei. Yo-ah-hei-ni, wa-yo-hei. Yo-ah-hei-ni, wa-yo-hei. Yosod. Yo-ah-hu-ni, wu-yo-hu. Yo-ah-hu-ni, wu-yo-hu. Yo-ah-hu-ni, wu-yo-hu. Hod. Yo-ah-hu-ni, wu-yo-hu. Yo-ah-hu-ni, wu-yo-hu. Yo-ah-hu-ni, wu-yo-hu. Netzach. Yi-ah-hi-ni, wu-yo-hi. Yi-ah-hi-ni, wu-yo-hi. Yi-ah-hi-ni, wu-yo-hi. Tiferet. Yo-ah-hu-ni, wu-yo-ho. Yo-ah-hu-ni, wu-yo-ho. Yo-ah-hu-ni, wu-yo-ho. Yavura. Yi-ah-ni, wu-yo. Yi-ah-hu. Me we yo, yeah. Me we yo, that's it. Yeah, I hear me we yo hair. Yeah, I hear me we yo hair. Yeah, I hear me we yo hair. Bina. Yeah, I hear me we yo hair. Yeah, I hear me we yo hair. Yea-ah-hi-ni, wa-yo-hei. Hachma. Yea-ah-ha-ni, wa-yo-ha. Yea-ah-ha-ni, wa-yo-ha. Yea-ah-ha-ni, wa-yo-ha. Keter. Yea-ah-ha-ni, wa-yo-ha. Yea-ah-ha-ni, wa-yo-ha. Yea-ah-ha-ni, wa-yo-ha. We will now say the Shema Yisrael, at least the first two lines. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai. We'll now say a L'shem Yichud followed by the Esser Dibrot. L'shem Yichud Kudshabari Hu Ishkin Te Bitki Bivurki Mood Hilu Hilu Urki Mood. Liyakta l'shem yudhe bovathe, v'yichuda shalim b'shem klo Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'yihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu k'renei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu k'reneihu. V'adaber Elohim et kol ha'divarim ha'ele le'mor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha, Asher Hotzeiticha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibet Avadim, Lo Yehiye Lecha Elohim Acherim, Al Panai Lo Ta'aseh Lecha, Esel V'Kol Temuna, Asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher b'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim mitachat l'aretz lo tishtacha v'lachem v'lo ta'avdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana Poked Awon Avot Albanayim Banim Al Shelishim We are Rebeim Lashon I will say Hesed La Alafim La Ohavai Ushomre Mitzvotai Lotisa Et Shem Hashem Elohecha Lashav Ki Lo Yenake Hashem Et Asher Yisa Et Shemo Lashav Zachor Et Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho Sheshet Yamim Kitavod B'Yasita Kom Melachtecha Uyom Hashvi'i Shabbat Lashem Elohecha Lo Taseh Kom Melacha Ata Bubincha Uvitecha Avdecha V'yamatcha uhemtecha V'gercha asher b'sharecha Ki sheshet yamim Asa Hashem et hashamayim V'et haaretz et hayam V'et kol asher bam V'yanach b'yom hashvi'i Al kein berach Hashem Et yom hashabbat V'yikdashehu kabed Et avicha v'et imecha L'man yarikun Yamecha al ha'adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach Lo tirtzach Lo tinach Lo tignov Lo taneh Bereacha Et shaker Lo tachmod Beit reecha Lo tachmod Eshet reecha V'yavdo V'yamato V'shoro V'chamoro V'kol asher L'reecha We will now say the abridged Kaddish, so elevate ourselves to the level of our class in the Zohar tonight. Itkadal v'itkadash Shemei Rabbah, and we all say Amen. V'alma divrakiru te v'yamlich malchute v'chayechon v'yomechon V'chayed kol bet Yisrael V'agala v'zman kariv Yitbarach v'yishtabach V'yitpar v'yitromam V'yitnase v'yitadar V'yitale v'yitalal Shemei d'kudsha V'eila min kol birkata V'shirata tushpechata V'nechemata da'amiran b'alma Yeshlama rabba min shemaya V'chayim aleinu V'yol kol Yisrael V'imru amen Ose shalom bim roma Uyase shalom aleinu V'yol kol Yisrael V'imru amen. Our class tonight is a Zohar class from the Parsha of Shmini. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row. It's a landing page of all of the parashiyot. Please scroll down to the Book of Vayikra and to the Parasha of Shmini, where you will click and open up the landing page for the sections of Shemini. And we are starting with section 12. But I clicked on 11, so I apologize. Section 12. It's a short section, and we will probably do section 13 as well. Pasuk 93. Tu patach liamar. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Ale Elai Hachara Wigomer. I don't know if you like this particular tune, so we'll see. V'tatora datora Shebikta v'hamitzvah Datora shebe al pelo rotam kitiv chaser kada ave el ches keder to rati hakait leistakla leho rotam to me ite mato rotam di Israel lavake. Behai Israel, la karu behai kera, ela horotam de Torah umitzvah, umayhi yota yain demitera, begin de kol ketiva de sefer ila'a, taman sharya umitaman. Nachta Torah v'alda karenan Torah shebital v'dahu asher chatavti lehorotam lehorotam v'day. The translation. He continued his discourse and cited, and Hashem said to Moses, come up to me to the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone and the Torah and the mitzvot, which I have written that you may teach them. And the Torah is the written law, which is there on pin, while and the mitzvot are the oral Torah, which is malchut. You may teach them. The Hebrew is lehorotam. Is written without the letter Vav, as it is written in the verse, and into the chamber of her who conceived me. That Hebrew is Horati. We should observe to whom it refers when it says, teach them, also their parents of, is the meaning of the word teach them. You may think that it refers to Israel, who are male and female, for the children of Israel are their children, as it is written, you are the children of Hashem, your Elohim. Yet this is not so. For Israel are not mentioned in this verse. And so it is not said of them, teach them. The parent of the Torah and the mitzvot is the preserved wine, which is Bina, the mother of male and female, which are called the Torah and the mitzvot. All the writings of the supernal book, which is Chokhmah, called supernal book, rest there in the Bina, where the supernal book, Chokhmah, is concealed, and its first revelation, which is considered writing, is in Bina. and from which the written law, which is Zeronpin, issues. Therefore, we call Zeronpin the written law, for it was inspired by the writing, which is Bina. That is the meaning of which I have written that you may teach them, or for their parents. It is indeed their parents, namely Chachma and Bina, the secret of a book and of writing, which are the parents of Zeronpin. My commentary. This Zohar Pasuk turns our world upside down. The Torah originally was to be given in Malchut and raise the people through its study to Bina. This was the original tablets that Moshe broke. The reason for the breaking, as explained in the Midrash, no longer makes sense. The Midrash teaches that Moses broke the tablets to prevent adultery by the children of Israel, which this Zohar tells us is not included. Actually, Zeronpin, which we call the written law, is meant to be Malchut, since what we call Malchut will be unified with Zeronpin. Thus, the name will be Yud-He, Yud-Aleph. This is my opinion, since Vav-He has a gematria of 11, just as Yud-Aleph. Pasuk 94. Torah she'be'al peh, Torah achara dekaima al peh, manihu peh, dahu da'at teihu peh de'sefer, uktiva, Torah dahiyo, Torah achara, teikre Torah, Shebe al pe, dehi kaima al hahu pe dehi. Torah shebiktav, begin kachistalik. Moshe bekola al kol shear nevie. Mehem ne, dikti vietna. Lecha lecha daikha. The translation. The oral Torah, which is Malchut, is another Torah, which is kept and maintained orally, literally by mouth. Who is the mouth? It is Dat, knowledge, namely Zeronpin, which reconciles Chachma and Bina. The mouth of the book and the writing, which are Chachma and Bina, for Dat is Zeronpin. It reconciles and reveals Chachma and Bina. The secret of a book and of writing, as the mouth of a man, reveals what is hidden in his mind. This Torah is different from the written Torah, and it is called the oral Torah, which is kept and maintained by the mouth. Of that Torah, which is called the written Torah, which is Zeronpin, Malchut is maintained by Zeronpin, as is known. Therefore, it is called the oral Torah. Therefore, Moses was elevated above all other faithful prophets, as it is written, and I will give you, especially to him, excluding the other prophets, for Moses is the chariot of the Dot, from which issues the oral Torah. And I am adding, read the commentary on the previous Pasuk to help you understand this Pasuk as well. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Section 13. Pasuk 95. Ketira go sigim mikaser beyetse utzorech keli hago rasha lifne melech beikon vacheset kios kis o tachatzi beshata piaskiu Hayavin bi'alma ursiyayo Temalka kadisha itaknat bedina Ve'ishte arat bedina Ve'shalhovo okdin Alma ushata ve'itavaru Hayavaya Me alma gedein de ikon. Vacheset kiso. Vacheset vila bedina. Mai mashma. The translation. It is written, take away dross from the silver and a vessel emerges for the refiner. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Come and see. When the wicked become numerous in the world, the throne of the holy king, which is Malchut, is established in judgment and is drawn by judgment. Its flames burn the world. But when the wicked are removed from the world, then his throne shall be established in righteousness. In chesed, and not in judgment. He asks, what does this mean in righteousness and not in judgment? My commentary is that the verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. But it does take contemplation. Page 96. Mashma di alma tata atalya vi alma ila'a vi alma ila'a lefumarche di alma tata abikon vacheset kiso man divae levarkaleya uatkena kursayayo Kursiya Behesed Belabadina Mai Mashma de Kwadayel Kahada Hakahana Leve Maktisha Dieu Behesed Dehu Maya Wila Yeu Beyain de Shate Behu Gibura Yehu Bemaya Bela Yehu Bechamra. The translation. He answers. The meaning is that the lower world, which is Malchut, depends on the upper world, which is the Zeranpin. And the supernal world transfers to the lower world, according to the ways of the lower world. Therefore, his throne shall be established in righteousness. The Hebrew word is chesed. For he who desires to bless it and to establish his throne, which is the lower world, shall establish it with chesed and not with judgment. He asks again, what is the meaning of establishing it in the chesed? And he answers, when the priest enters into the temple, which is Malchut, he should enter with mercy, which is water, and not with the wine he drank for that is Gevurah. He is to enter with water and not to enter with wine. My commentary. This pasuk teaches a spiritual law that applies to the nation of priests. When one becomes inebriated, one is living in a frame of judgment. This explains why alcohol initially brings joy and then becomes a depressant. Pasuk 97. Atu Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yitzhak v'Nashku Reshayahu Mehahu Yoma Alayit Barash Mibei Rabbi Yehuda v'Kad Hawa Ayel Livei Bid Rasha Awatam Rabbi Yehuda Kameya Amar Mila Olishna Mineya Biaut Leon Hagabeya Yikar Levatar Istalak Bain Harayayo Wihawokaran Leya Rebi Esa Resha Depatisha Demat Bar Sinarain Viapik Shalchovin Lekol Sitar Vahawa Kare Ale Aleya Rabbi Elazar Beterem Etzercha Betemet Babeten Yedaticha. The translation. Then Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yitzhak came and kissed the boy on his head. From that day on, he never left Rabbi Yehuda. And when he entered the house of study, Rabbi Yehuda would rise before him, saying, I have learned something from him, and it is fitting that I should show him respect. Afterwards, he became one of the friends, and they used to call him Rabbi Yesa, the hammerhead that breaks rocks and makes sparks fly in all directions. Rabbi Elazar would apply to him the verse, Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. My commentary is that the verse is clear as written, but there can be and should be questions. We have finished this section, so we've covered 12 and 13 tonight. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
I have a question. I'm sorry, I couldn't. It didn't unmute first. I had to do it twice. On Pasuk 96, when it said that the high priest came, enters the temple, which is Malkut, he should enter with mercy, which is water, which we well know. Is that speaking of the priest washing his hands and his feet before he enters the temple? Is that what it's referring to?
It's hinting at it, yes. It's a hint.
Okay.
It's not a direct statement. You have to understand the process, and there are people who criticize this, so I'll just describe it briefly. We have the written Torah, and we have what is called the oral Torah, which is from the rabbis. And I've described it a few times what happened with the oral Torah, which is the Talmud, was never to be written down. But the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, known as the Prince, and for the only time in history, the second time in history, we had one leader representing both the spiritual level and the political level. That when Moses' generation, Moses was both the Sanhedrin, the court, and the political. He was the leader, the political leader. Aaron was the spiritual leader, being the priest. So we had one person having two of the three components, because our leadership is based on three. There is a priest, a spiritual leader, there is a political leader, the king, and there is a Sanhedrin, a court, a Beth Din. These are the three levels of the Torah. These are the three levels of the rulership, the guardianship, and the governing of the children of Israel. So at the time of the Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda the Prince was, when the temple was destroyed and the Talmud was being redacted by Rabbi Yehuda the Prince, he represented the political arm and the priestly arm, because he was a Kohen. There were still other people who were part of the Sanhedrin. So again, it's the only second time in history where the nation was run by one person holding two chairs. So Rabbi Yehuda Prince said, with this diaspora, as we spread across the world, our oral law, our oral tradition will be lost. So we have to write it down, so that people in all across the world will be able to study it together in the same way. So in the writing down of the oral law, what people criticize is that it was never to be written down. So it's man-made. It's rabbis doing it. It's not from God. God's the Torah, the written law, came from God through Moses at Sinai. But their argument is that the oral law did not come from Sinai. It was written down by men. Now, some people say those men had Ruach HaKodesh. They had the level of consciousness that it was as if God was speaking through them. So when you ask the question, was it referring to the washing of the feet and the hands before he entered the inner section of the temple, the answer is it's a hint. Because we have this argument. It's an argument for the sake of heaven. It's an argument that can, God forbid, separate the children of Israel. And we strive to come to terms with that, especially in view of the world that we live in today, where you have these three major religions. The ones following the man from Nazareth, who are seeking ascendance. They are seeking to be called Israel, to be Israel. And you have the Muslims who are following the description in the Torah of their forefather Ishmael, when the Torah calls him a wild donkey. And we have the children of Israel who are to remain balanced and create balance between these two extremes. So I hope I haven't confused you. I've given you a lot of information.
No, not at all. I guess because for years, I think, outlines of the temple and starting with the tabernacle and then first temple and second temple and seeing how they related. For me, it was kind of like the glyph is to the tree of life. And lately, especially since I started on what the high priest does on Yom Kippur, it's like now it's getting more involved with what was done in the tabernacle and what was done by the high priest and what was done by the priest and who took care of the showbread and lighting the lampstand, the menorah. And then when we do Psalm 67, that we're actually taking on the role of a priest when we recite that psalm during Hanukkah and during counting of the Omer. So it's like putting us in that consciousness now of the temple, it not just being a framework or a glyph or just an outline, you know, with this is a picture of the showbread, this is a picture, you know, this is where the showbread was, the table of showbread, this is where the incense, altar of incense was, and so forth. In other words, it's going into another level of being able to have that consciousness of what it was like to be in the temple and to be doing those roles. So I think your explanation there helped a lot, too. So thank you.
You're very welcome. For me, it's very clear that the Talmud, first the Zohar, is clear to be the soul of God. It's not the all of God, because God is infinite and we are finite. But the idea that the Zohar is the soul of God is explaining, but he can never take away free choice. So if he were to say, this is the method, you have to wash your hands and your feet before you enter the inner sanctuary, before you do the actions of all these things that you mentioned, Tana. If he said specifically, this is what you do at the level of the Zohar, we lose free choice. But what happened was, we had different sages from different generations, so to speak, who learned things, forgot things, remembered things. They brought this oral tradition, this oral law down to explain, this is how you do all those things that you said and asked. This is what you do with the showbread. This is who eats it. This is where they ate it. All of these things are written in the Talmud. But they're not written clearly in the sense of you do this and not that. Rabbi Yehuda the Prince wrote them down, but he took them from all these different baraitas, which are the notes that the students of the earlier teachers took for themselves. And he took from those notes, like if you're sitting in a college class and the teacher is teaching and you make your own notes, no, they're not for anybody else, they're only for you. Those came down to Rabbi Yehuda the Prince, and he saw these are different. One teacher said do this, and another teacher said do that. He wrote down both in the Talmud. He didn't reconcile them. He didn't say, this is what you do and that's what you do. He said, these are what we've learned. This is what's been taught to us. This is what we think we should do. But over the centuries, what people read became law. The halakha, which they call is law. And we know the halakha is not law. It's the path. Mm-hmm. Follow the path and it won't go wrong. But the path meanders. Sometimes it's rolling to the right. Sometimes it's to the left. But it's always pushing us towards the middle. Because that's where the balance comes from. This is at least how I reconcile all these different teachings from all these different places within the children of Israel. And this is how I reconcile it for me. Any further questions?
No. I don't think so, but I'm glad I asked the other one.
Well, if something occurs to you, write it down and we'll talk about it on Wednesday.
Okay. Tomorrow, I would like to reread it and come back.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will be studying, I believe it's Psalm 63. And Saturday night, the 7 p.m. class will be a Zohar class for the Parashat Tazria. And I think you'll find it interesting, the email that goes out tomorrow.
Okay.
Sunday morning, we have two classes, or one class in the morning and one in the afternoon. One at 10:30 and one at 3. And we'll continue our preparation for the spring and summer holidays. I wish you all a beautiful Shabbat, a beautiful. Because this Shabbat, if you're in a synagogue, they're taking out three different Torahs. Truly beautiful. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.